We'll browse our way through the January 22, 2011 edition of The Rain Report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, with this rain report. Imagine cruising down the highway on a Saturday morning in an unfamiliar county. You wonder if there's a ham fest in the area. You fumble through some dog-eared flyers in the glove box, but you find nothing. Ah, but you then remember the answer you seek is as close as your phone. Well, imagine no longer, my friend, as such a service exists today in its infancy. Just ask Rob Abram, W9RCM. Rob is part owner of a wireless business internet provider in Spring Grove, Illinois. This Lake in the Hills, Illinois ham is the mastermind behind QSL.FM. No, there's no .com, .net, .gov, or any other extensions. The full address is www.qsl.fm. Rain's Hep Holly, KC9RP, caught up with Rob hours before press time to learn more about QSL.fm and the new mobile app alluded to here.
QSL.fm is a dynamic website that's currently growing and changing. It's in its most basic form, it's a nationwide repeater directory, a mobile app for iPhones and Android, and it's also currently a call sign lookup utility as well. It got started by sitting down with a few buddies. We were kind of disappointed with how the current state of amateur resources online is pretty jumbled and thrown together, or you got to go here, you got to go there, or there's ads popping up all over the place. So we decided just let's make our own and see how it goes. But what we did was we sat back and watched what the amateur community told us, and we listened to every single suggestion we got, just about every one of the features that the community suggested to us, we actually were able to implement into the website. When you get to the web page, it basically gives you a few options: mobile apps, call signs, or repeaters. You can click any one of those, go straight to what you're looking for, you get the information you're looking for, and that's it. It's simple. There's not 20 different bouncing animated advertisements all over the place to distract your attention. It's just the info that you want.
What makes this better than the ARRL repeater directory?
Number one, if you're using it from your desktop, it's completely free. Number two, we have a feature that the repeater directory does not. Now, number one, being in a digital form like this, that gives us the ability to add features pretty much as fast as we can come up with the ideas. But our repeater directory allows you to search by not only an individual state, but you can combine state and RF band, so 10 meters through 1.2 gig. You can also select to only display digital Motorola P25 or D-Star repeaters only, or just analog. But the most exciting feature is the geolocation repeater directory. You can either type in your zip code or have our system automatically locate you and display all of the repeaters within 50 miles of your current location, all sorted out by their distance from you. The geolocation feature does pull your phone's GPS location to determine what zip code you're currently in at that very moment.
What sources are you using to create your database?
We started with quite a collection of publicly available databases, and what we did is we scoured through them and spent quite a good deal of time making sure there's no duplicates, basically fine-tuning that. And then once we had a base, what we did is we opened it up to the community and allow amateurs to submit revisions, changes, new repeater listings, things like that. We're not just a jumbled together, anybody can post whatever they want database. We verify and make sure that we're not getting out of date or malicious data into our database.
And how do you go about that?
Well, there's actually quite a few ways. We'll attempt to contact the person. There's some ways that we can look at the way these repeaters are submitted to us to ensure that they're not duplicates, things like that. But we make every effort to try and verify them with individual repeater councils, the owners of the repeater. You know, we ask for contact information and things like that. There is a certain amount of human management needed to ensure that the database stays accurate and clean.
I'm speaking today with Rob Abraham, W9RCM, the driving force behind QSL.FM. We'll be right back This is the Rain Report. You mentioned you also have a call sign identifier. Does that work a lot like the one on QRZ.com or more commonly known call sign finders?
Yes, it does. There are some small differences. One of the things that we pride ourselves on is the fact that our website is extremely fast. I'm a network engineer and software developer by trade, and what we did was we designed the database structure, the front end of the website, all of this kind of stuff to ensure for an extremely fast delivery of the data you're looking for. Now, our data is pulled as soon as the new FCC records are available. That instant, they are pulled in and merged into our current database. So it's up to the day accurate. Also, we have some features that the other ones don't have. Once again, this is a product of a suggestion by another amateur over Twitter. He actually said it would be a good idea if you had a wildcard search. So, for instance, if you wanted to type in KC9 and see all of the call signs that started with KC9, no problem. Type in KC9 and it will list all of the KC9s. Or if you want to list a certain suffix, if you want to see if a call sign's available for a vanity application, you can type in a suffix and it will list all of the registered active suffixes per your search, or a wildcard search by last name, first name, etc. When we come up with new ideas or somebody suggests one to us, we program it into our call sign database just like we do the repeater directory.
You're listening to Hap Holly, KC9RP's conversation with Rob Abram, W9RCM, one of the owners of Wishcom Internet Provider in Spring Grove, Illinois, and the driving force behind QSL.FM, something he calls a living database. We'll conclude our look at QSL.FM in a moment. This is the RAN Report, now on Twitter, www.twitter.com/TheRAN Report. We'll be right back.
Speaking of new ideas, you intimated you have a new mobile app that may very well be online by the time the folks hear this report.
It's actually going to be built into our current app so that if somebody has already purchased the app, you know, it's $2 for either the iPhone or the Android app. We're going to be building it into this app so that people don't need to purchase anything else. This new feature we think is going to be pretty exciting. It's a nationwide HamFest database that has the same geolocation and search functions as our repeater directory. It will also allow you to instantly show the driving directions to a given HamFest from your present location, all of the details of a given HamFest as well. Contact information, the website, the venue, where it's going to be located, everything is right there in front of you. You're not going to have to print out a sheet of directions. If you've got five hams driving in the car to a HamFest and they all forgot the directions, all they need is their phone. That's it. And our system will show you all of the info you want. A traveling ham can just take their phone with them out on a trip and see if there's any ham fest within however many miles they want to look within that weekend or that month. So we think it's going to be a pretty popular feature.
Rob, is there any other website that really has any kind of an organized ham fest calendar already, or is this really quite unique?
It's unique in that our geolocation function and the way that we have the ability to make any dynamic changes or additions to features. That's how it's unique in our eyes. Also, it's unique in that we will allow anyone, any club that has a legitimate HamFest to list their HamFest inside of our database, which will populate it to the web page and to the mobile app at the same time in real time. But as long as we can verify that it's a legitimate HamFest, then we will allow anyone to list their HamFest in our directory. The ARRL does have their HamFest directory as well. We're not saying ours is better other than the fact that features that we have are previously unavailable. They're not out there yet. So we're designing new features and building around the idea of having an online HamFest database and the fact that it's mobile as well. Either of the apps can be found by going to the respective app stores on either the iPhone or the Android market. And all you need to do is search for QSL. That's it. And we will show up. Or you can visit our webpage, one of the front splash images once you get to the web page shows you how to get to the apps.
Well, gosh, Rob, at $2 for this app, very much cheaper than the ARRL repeater directory.
Oh, that's correct. It's also much smaller, and you can take it in your pocket, and you don't have to worry about forgetting anything because the usually the cell phone always stays on your side. So, yeah, that's we designed it that way.
Also, a nice part about it is that it is dynamic. It's going to change from month to month as opposed to just once a year when it's published.
Correct. It actually changes in real time. It's kind of a living database. Over the last 2 days, we're up to processing about 200 community repeater editions. These are submissions from amateurs around the country that have downloaded the app and want their repeaters listed. So it changes daily.
How many people are actually helping you to help you with the tedious process of verifying the repeaters listings that have been submitted and the HamFest calendar submissions?
A lot of it is solo, but I've got a group of 4 or 5 guys that are helping me with quite a few things. Not only the additions and verification of listings and things like that, but also the ideas and sitting down and going over certain ideas, coming up with new ones, going through the suggestions people are giving us, things like that. It's about 5 people. It's a good group of guys, and they're helping me out quite a bit.
Rob, what kind of statistics do you have that would tell you how many visitors a week are visiting USL.FM?
Well, I can tell you right now, what I've got in front of me is a real-time display of how many call sign searches there's been on the webpage. And in about 3 weeks, there's been 15,300 call sign searches already in 3 weeks. That gives you a number. I would say probably 1.5 to 2 times that would be the amount of visitors looking for repeaters.
Have you gotten any feedback from any blind users as far as the accessibility of the information on QSL.FM?
Not yet. However, our website and the mobile app, given the fact that about 99% of the structure of the programs are text-based, they are fully compatible with any of the text-to-speech engines for either the iPhone or the desktop. If there are any blind amateurs that are using it, we welcome feedback. If there's any problems, please let us know.
If someone would like more information about your QSL.FM website, obviously they could go to QSL.FM. But is there an email address where they can submit some information for your database?
There's actually forms on the database web pages. Once you get to QSL.FM, there's a Contact Us link. Under the repeater directory part of the website, there's a nice, easy, simple form to fill out if you're submitting a repeater. We designed it that way specifically so that we would always have the same exact information that we're requesting from people. So everything's in a nice, clean, uniform, simple to use manner. Basically, if they want to contact us, go to QSL.FM, click on Contact Us. All the information is there.
That was Lake in the Hills, Illinois ham and network engineer and network manager Rob Abram, W9RCM, talking about his QSL.FM website with Rain's Hap Holly, KC9RP. We'll bring you updates as they become available about this mobile app Rob will be continuing to develop for his QSL.FM website. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2011. Rain. All rights reserved. Now for those connected with the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, bidding you a very 73. The Rain Report is a weekly production of Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.